Ghoulish greetings, everyone. Those tunes are courtesy of my good friend, Bobby Mackey, and I, of course, am your host, Tessa Morrow.
Now today it's a different place, all the same with a new face, with strange mysteries hanging in the air. People in their sane minds swear they see you today. Are you looking for the love they took away? Everyone knows that you couldn't bear the pain, so you took your life in the pouring rain.
Thanks for stopping by and making Paranormal Prowlers podcast part of your morning, day, night, graveyard shift. Whenever you listen and wherever you are listening from desolate desert to the mountain tops, from tiny village to huge city, from private island to ski resort, and you guessed it, everything in between. It is greatly appreciated.
Round of applause. This week's city shout out goes to
Reykjavik, Iceland, Dandridge, Tennessee, Beaverton, Oregon, Appalachian, New York, Gilroy, California, and Massis, France. So today we find ourselves in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, on East Doty Street. An easy address to remember, it's as easy as 123. 123 East Doty Street. Today we see the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. And I will get into this phenomenal establishment in a moment. But let's talk about the past first. Before this was a kick-ass brewery, it was the Fess Hotel. George Fess arrives from England to America in 1842, and he works as a steward on one of the many steamers to navigate through Lake Michigan. When he came here, he didn't have much money or much of anything, really. But this man, he was determined, and he saved all that he earned, and eventually he was able to make something big of himself, and boy, did he succeed. By the mid-1850s, he had a grocery store and what was considered a small eating house, and eventually a hotel. He had built that around 1858. Now, George dies in 1875, and his wife, she eventually remarries, and she takes over the Fess Hotel. In 1895, Anna dies, and George Fess Jr., he takes the reins. Now, a few years later, the hotel gets a facelift of sorts. The renovation costed a pretty penny back then of $14,000. Guys, today, that's equivalent to $528,790. You see, there were establishments that were created solely for the rich and famous, the wealthiest of souls, if you will. Places that the average Joe could only dream about stepping foot in. And even in their dreams, they'd probably get kicked out. But then you have places like the Fess Hotel. It was beautiful and glamorous, and they welcomed all people. It was truly a place of convenience for people, not just the wealthy, but for everybody. And horses were welcome as well. They even had a nice stable area for our four-legged beauties to rest their eyes and legs after, let's face it, a very long day's trip. They had some bumps in the road and unfortunately experienced obstacles and challenges, as do most businesses from time to time. And this especially takes place in the early 1900s. But that did not damper the spirits of the Fess family, as the hotel stayed in the Fess family until 1972, making it one of the longest family-run hotel establishments in Madison, Wisconsin. That's 114 years, my friends. That's pretty impressive in my book. 6 years later, in 1978, this establishment would be added to the National Register of Historic Places. The Fess Hotel was actually known as a temperance hotel, meaning it was dry. No booze, no beer, no spirits. Well, of that kind and sort anyway, but more on that in just a bit. Ain't it ironic that it is now a brewing company and pub, like literally from one extreme to the other, and I love it. Now, one woman who adored this dry hotel because of the fact that it was a dry hotel was Carolyn Amelia Nation, also known as Carrie Nation. She hated any type of alcohol with a passion and was a member of the temperance movement. Like, her whole life was like, no, no alcohol, no this, no that. Like, okay, calm down. Now, in 1975, a man from Buffalo, New York, named Peter Wright, he purchases the hotel from the Fess family. He renovates the structure, and soon it was deemed popular again and thriving in business. It was the go-to place in Madison, like it was much earlier on. He sells it in 1994, and he dies a few years later in 1999, and he was pretty young too. If I remember correctly, he was only like 54, 55 years old. In 1994, two friends joined forces and brilliant minds and created what we see today, the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. So popular, in fact, that there are two additional locations, making it three, and a fourth they shut down recently in early November of 2025. So just a few weeks ago. The Great Dane Pub page explains things much better than I could. Quote, while it's common today to see a brew pub in cities across the country, that wasn't the case in the mid-90s. But that's when Elliot Butler and Rob Lobreglio, two college friends, set up shop on the corner of Doty Street in downtown Madison. From there, they built the city's first brew pub, one that we're pretty proud to say has become a destination for our neighbors and visitors alike. With an obsession on service, handcrafted food and brews, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere, the Dane has continued to bring together friends and beers for more than 30 years. So, whenever I go somewhere new, one thing my eyes are always searching for, besides cemeteries and haunted treasures, are breweries. I love, love, love trying new fun beers, especially lagers, sour ales. I'll really try anything, but I have my favorites like those guys. Now, looking at their menu online, I immediately had to add this establishment to my bucket list. This is some of the stuff that I found on their own page. And mind you, some may be special guests and seasonal brews, but regardless, this is what I found. Now, they offer at least two different types of cannabis-infused seltzers, lemonade and passion fruit. Now, I myself am not a seltzer fan. I'm more a beer gal, nor am I a cannabis user, but I know many people who would enjoy a beverage like this. They also have a grapefruit sour. Yum. Now, that's more my kind of thing. In what they call the vault, they have a tangerine sour ale. Again, yum. Golden Nectar IPA, Peach Mango Sour. Just assume that every sour, I'm going to say yum, okay? So yeah, yum. Old London Stock Ale, Bourbon Barley Wine, The Captain's Voyage, and many more. Meanwhile, their limited release brews include Rosé All Day. They have a Sour Cherry Sour Ale, First Settlement Apricot Sour, Dark Mild English Ale. And in love with a certain brew of theirs and have a party or some type of event coming up, I did see that you can actually purchase their kegs. Not a beer person? Well, that's okay. Cocktails include faves like the Moscow Mule, Cosmo, Dark Cherry Margarita, Apple of My Pie Martini, ooh, that sounds really good, and many more. Don't want the booze, but something other than your average soda? They have some pretty cool looking mocktails, such as Dark Cherry Margarita, Very Cherry Mock-a-rita, and Not a Paloma. Very clever there. Okay, now that we talked a little bit about the drinks, let's dive deep into their food menu. That's another thing that I am always looking for. Restaurants, whenever I go somewhere, I tell you, I am such a food person. It's like, oh, we're not eating in today. We're actually going out. Yes, I get so excited. I love my food. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's always fun going to a brewery, not only to have a special beverage, but also a lot of those places have some killer food, really. This place, for example, Great Dane, love fish. And are you in the area on a good old Friday night? Well, ranging between $17 to $20, you get to choose what the hell you want. New London Bridge fish fry, herb-crusted baked cod, welcome back fodder sandwich, and beer-battered walleye. Nice selection for sure. Appetizers, and I'm getting hungry just talking about all this stuff, but I'm gonna keep going. Appetizers include King Street nachos, chili lime grilled wings, and yakitori. They have a big selection of different types of soups and an assortment of salads. Sandwiches, they have a bunch of those too, including hot pastrami Reuben and the Nashville hot chicken. I'm just naming off things that I know I would probably get if I were there. They have burgers like the Texarkana burger. Pub favorites include Baja fish tacos, Wisconsin-style cheddar mac, and Thai chicken linguine. And even though I think breweries and bars should probably be more for adults, I've been in my share of those types of establishments, saloons, pubs, bars, what have you, where all I hear are screaming kids and children and babies crying. To me, it's more of an adult thing, but these guys, they're kid-friendly, and they do have a great selection of kiddo menu entrees as well. So definitely something for everybody, like literally. The haunts here perhaps mingle with the old Fess Hotel that operated under the same family for around 114 years, and the beloved patrons that often frequented the bar. I know how that goes. You know, ever since I've been alive, my uncle and godfather has had a alibi bar in Pueblo, Colorado, and when I walk in there, there are just so many favorites and regulars always in their special seats, laughing, chatting, yelling at the TV when their favorite sports team is on, rooting and booing, having a beverage here and there. And when one sadly passes away, you can feel them around. And yes, sometimes they let it be known. I'm still here, baby. Yes, right here. Save that seat for me. So AmericanGhostWalks.com goes into more detail about the haunts here at the Great Dane Pub. During the building's transition from hotel to restaurant, the old switchboard reportedly lit up and called for service in rooms that no longer existed. Phantom calls from guests who never checked out. In 2005, a medium claimed to see multiple spirits inside the pool hall's bar. In the basement break room, she encountered the spirit of an elderly man who simply asked her the time.
Pardon me, my lady. Do you by any chance have the time on you?
But in a small stone-walled storage space, known to employees as the spooky room, she sensed a much darker, angrier presence that left staff uneasy to this day. The downstairs bar was once part of the horse stables and is widely considered the spookiest part of the building. Staff are very generous about sharing their experiences. One time, two hostesses casually mentioned seeing a floating torso of a man in the basement under the pool hall. Staff also reported strange activity above the pool hall in what they call the attic. This space is only used for storage and is accessed by a tall, wobbly pull-down ladder. During a routine inspection, the bug lady who handles vermin control stepped off the ladder in the attic and immediately fell to her knees, saying, "My God, something horrible happened here." This is someone who chases vermin for a living, which makes the account all the more chilling. Unquote. Switchboards, among other things, are mentioned once more here at usghostadventures.com. Switchboards were still used to operate telephones back in the 1970s. Operators working late at night began noticing a strange trend happening in the boardroom. Lights on the old board, the same model the Fess family used, would light up from rooms that were no longer occupied. In fact, the lines had been disconnected altogether. Many believe these calls came from the spirits of George Fess, who died in this beloved hotel, and his wife, Anna. It's believed they are disgusted by the allowance of alcohol in their once sober establishment. The phantom phone calls did not cease in 1994, when the hotel closed and the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company moved in. Calls kept coming from inside the building, even as the switchboard was removed and more modern systems were implemented. They are said to continue to this day. Other unexplained activity is prevalent in the old Victorian building as well. There is a room in the basement that employees refer to as the spooky room, where unusual voices are heard. It is always cold and damp, and an uneasy feeling falls over anyone who has to enter it. With Madison's long and sometimes sordid history, it is hard to say who could be inhabiting this room. One night, as two employees were closing up for a night, they heard a strange sound coming from a distant room. As they investigated, they saw pool cues falling to the ground on their own, with no one in sight. Unquote. The Great Dane Pub is a popular stop when it comes to ghost tours in Madison. Visitors can learn about the pub's haunted history and hear firsthand accounts from staff. These tours often highlight the building's eerie past and the various supernatural experiences reported by employees and patrons alike. For those interested in exploring the paranormal, the Great Dane Pub offers a unique blend of craft beer and ghostly tales, making it a must-visit for both enthusiasts and, you guessed it, casual visitors. From disembodied voices being heard often in the basement, referred to as the spooky room, and staff witnessing, seeing things moving on their own, and so much more, it's a haven for haunted activity. Some have mentioned feeling not a very nice presence. And I don't know, people have mentioned maybe they believe it to be the Fesses, George and Anna. But also, has anybody thought it could possibly be Carrie Nation, the woman who despised any type of alcohol and judged anybody who even thought about having a single sip? And now her, along with her friends, the Fesses, they're probably fuming in death to see this favorite dry hotel now slinging drinks day and night? Just a thought. So, if you're in Madison area and you're hungry, if you're thirsty, you want to see a haunted location and see a historical building, go no further, my friends. Great Dane Pub, literally, it has all of that.
And that concludes another fantastic podcast. Legend has it, if you don't tune in, I'll be returning to haunt you. So make sure to tune in for the next episode.
Did you enjoy this week's episode? Listen to the others. They are all phenomenal. Haven't heard every single one yet? No need to cry about it, my friends. Just hit up any of those podcast platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Podcast Republic, Player FM, Blueberry. Basically, wherever you may roam to hear your other spooky podcasts, you'll probably find Paranormal Brothers podcast lurking in the background. Thanks, everyone, and I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, and have a very safe and happy new year, and I will
see you next year.